This is the 90 Neighborhoods 90 Good Stories podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Each week, we introduce you to people in the Pittsburgh area who are striving to make their community a better place to live. The series is sponsored by UPMC, life-changing medicine. This episode, connecting displaced people to essential services on the South Side, providing food and clothing to the needy in Ambridge, and in Allentown, raising money to turn an old school building into a family shelter. I'll bring you the first story, which features Aubrey Plesch, founder of Team PSBG.
All right, we got loaded mashed potatoes, chicken marsala, and chicken and gravy.
On a sidewalk in the South Side, Aubrey Plesch is serving a hot, home-cooked meal on a folding table.
I don't know. We're in a house.
Where you at?
Over on the East End.
Nice.
Yeah.
Chicken marsala or chicken and gravy?
Chicken marsala.
More than a dozen people show up for the outdoor meal on this chilly Sunday night. They're often referred to in a way that Plesch rejects.
Homelessness, or homeless, is a very confining term.
She prefers to use a different term, displaced. Similarly, having a home in the traditional sense is having walls or being walled. Plesch has been running Team PSBG for about 18 months now. She describes her organization as a bridge for the displaced.
I don't have any direct services myself in terms of housing, work, or anything like that. There is an entity for everything that already exists. My job is to get people to those entities.
One of those entities is Just Harvest, a Southside nonprofit fighting hunger in underserved communities. Amanda Fry is the volunteer coordinator there and says Plesch will often walk in with five people at a time to help them get food stamps.
Aubrey and Team PSBG will literally go into a homeless camp, and they've got a rapport with this population.
One of the Team PSBG clients at the Sunday dinner was Jessica, who asked us not to use her last name. She says when she got here from Oklahoma, she was living on the street and she didn't have access to medical care. Then she met Plesch.
She literally will pick you up and take you to your doctor's appointment, sit in that office with you and make sure you don't. She made me get my shots.
So. And more recently, Plesch got Jessica connected with Allegheny Link, a housing assistance service run by the county.
Actually, I just moved into my place last night.
Plesch explains that for many people, it's not easy to just walk into a building and ask a stranger for what they need.
When you have somebody else who can be your mouthpiece, it really takes away the sting.
Plesch's partner at Team PSBG is Brendan Dorsey, who goes by Silent B because he hardly used to talk to anybody. When he first met Plesch about a year ago, Silent B says he was living an isolated life in a tent by the river in the South Side.
I put myself there because I didn't want to be a part of society anymore.
Plesch helped him switch clinics to get appropriate care for hepatitis C and a host of mental health issues, including depression, social anxiety, and OCD. Silent B kicked alcoholism along the way, and he now has a home with walls. Today, Team PSBG's client list has grown to more than 100 people, largely through word of mouth in the displaced community. They've started using Delaney's Coffee on East Carson Street as an unofficial daytime office. Plesch says it's hard to know what the future looks like. Team PSBG is running on a small amount of donations and a credit card. But as long as she can keep it afloat...
I can't imagine not doing this. You know, it took a while for me to realize it myself, but this is my purpose.
Our next story is brought to you by 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode. He spent some time in Ambridge with Sue Otto, the director of the faith-based nonprofit Center for Hope.
About 16 miles downstream from the headwaters of the Ohio River lies the borough of Ambridge. It was founded in 1905 when the religious group, the Harmony Society, sold about 2 square miles of land to the American Bridge Company. That's where the name Ambridge comes from. The borough's population boomed in the early 20th century, along with the rise of the steel industry, but it declined steadily as mills began to close. More than 20,000 people lived in Ambridge in 1930, but now the Census Bureau estimates the population to be fewer than 7,000.
It used to be a thriving community with various groups just doing well with the mills, and when the mills shut down, a lot of young people had to move away, left some elderly here without their families, and people struggling.
That's Sue Otto. She runs the Center for Hope, a faith-based nonprofit that provides free help for the 1 in 5 Ambridge residents living in poverty. Otto says providing food and clothing is at the heart of the group's mission, but the center also runs an extensive youth program.
Those programs include art, life skills classes, business classes, where if you're in the youth group, I give you so long, I don't care if you're 5 years old, let's start a company. And then we finance all the materials that they need for that company, and they learn to work with the public by selling the items, which they keep the money.
The Center for Hope is thriving now, with more than 200 volunteers using almost every square foot of the former school building it now occupies. But Otto, a former radio station commercial writer, says she started her work with the center when it was only a small food pantry run out of a church building. She says one day she was approached at work by a pastor from a church in nearby Sewickley.
He introduced himself. He came in and took a tour with much emotion, went back to his congregation and said, "We need to help." Result of that is people went together and bought the building for us that we're in right now, which was amazing. I still stand in amazement of all that, stand in awe of that.
She's done wonders for me and my kids.
Ambridge resident Laura Beaver says Otto's help and guidance has changed her children for the better.
They have learned to have self-esteem, which there was none, a lot of respect for others, which was very little, and she has helped them with that. And through the boys has already moved out, and they have families of their own, and they're doing very well.
That's great.
And now she's doing a wonderful job on Jesse.
Otto says her strong faith has played a central role in her work at the Center for Hope since the very beginning.
I know we'd have nothing without our God's hand on this mission. Yeah. So we pray every morning before we open that we do things right, that God sends the people to trust us to serve them. We pray for that, and I always hope.
I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
Our final story coming up next.
WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, is supported by UPMC, life-changing medicine.
To cap things off, we'll stay with Noah Broad. He brings us the story of Christy Kamek, who sold fireworks for years to fundraise for a big project in her community of Allentown.
In the late 1990s, Christy Kamek was taking classes at Slippery Rock University. For one course, she had to write a paper on what she'd like to change in society. She decided to visit a homeless shelter.
So I was just like, I'll just go to a homeless shelter, write my paper, and it'll be done with. But actually, when I got there, what happened, they don't service families. So that's how I came up with the idea of a homeless shelter for families. I grew up in a close-knit family, and to me, it was just heartbreaking that they didn't want husband and wives to stay together, and the kids also couldn't stay at the homeless shelter.
In the years afterward, Kamek went on to earn bachelor's and master's degrees from Point Park University, but her dream of helping the homeless never left her. In 2012, she decided to take the leap. Kamek found a former school annex in Allentown that, like many buildings in the Hilltop neighborhood, had been left vacant for years. She'd been fundraising for years by selling fireworks around the 4th of July. And in February of 2013, she bought the annex for $40,000 and founded the nonprofit community center, A Giving Heart. Then came the hard, expensive work of rehabilitating the building, even as programs like a soup kitchen and an after-school program got underway. The biggest hurdle was refurbishing the full-size basketball court, which had sustained massive water damage.
What actually happened, the heating system is behind the bleachers, and the one side, the pipes burst, because I'm guessing that they didn't drain the water, and the floor was warped, so people can't see, but it was about this high off the floor that the wood was lifted, so we had to take the gym floor up.
It was a community effort, with everyone from the parents of the after-school group to the Rivers Casino's volunteer corps pitching in. Even the American Basketball Association's Steel City Yellow Jackets lent a hand. Now the Yellow Jackets play their home games there. Kamek says A Giving Heart serves free dinners to about 60 kids each Monday through Thursday during the school year and free lunches in the summertime. About 24 of those kids are also in the after-school program, meaning they get free tutoring and lots of field trips, from pit football games to shows at the Byam Theater and excursions with Venture Outdoors.
From having children and going through different experiences, that's where the holistic approach came from with the community center to do the after-school program to make sure that the kids eat and just other services, period.
A Giving Heart also hosts a food pantry every other Friday, run by Ruth Tran of the St. John Vianney Parish of the Pittsburgh Catholic Diocese.
This is truly a family venture for her. Her whole family is involved here, from her youngest children all the way to her mother and father. They've all been here.
Kamek, who works for a logistics company, laughs off the idea that she's working too hard.
just got to get it done. It's for the love of the kids. So we don't get paid to work here. And so what we do, we come and we work with the kids just so that we can help them. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I work a full-time job.
Kamak says she still has plans to expand at Giving Hearts Services to include a family homeless shelter. I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
That's the last story for this episode. Thanks, as always, for joining us. 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories is an ongoing project, and you can be a part of it. If you know someone who's making a difference in your community, you can nominate them at our website, wesa.fm/90. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Hope you'll tune in next time.